Good morning, people. This is your Cosmic Curator with a look at the stars for Saturday, June 7th and the week ahead. Well, folks, that day begins with the moon in the ever-loving sign of Libra. Libra is a Venus-ruled sign, and when the moon is in Libra, the day is often social, artistic, and loving. Libra famously thinks of the other person's happiness and needs first. It's the person that lets you go ahead of them in line. In addition, Venus is across the zodiac in Aries, exactly opposite the moon. So the moon is exactly opposite the love planet from the love sign. Well, that underscores the energy of the day to do what you love most and be with the people you enjoy. All things Venus will be enhanced. Friends will be more enjoyable. Music will resonate more deeply. A passage in a book may touch your heart. And even today's down east rain won't dampen that mood. So enjoy the day. Now the moon changes signs and moves into Scorpio Sunday night and Monday. Oh, what a difference a day makes. The moon will be full in Scorpio, and Scorpio is the moon's sign of debilitation. Well, what that means is that the moon expresses the energy of the sign it's in, and in Scorpio, it often expresses dark, difficult moods. It can be that brooding sign that dwells on the past and digs up hurts and resentments. So on one hand, a moon in Scorpio can plummet the depths of life and death, or act like a tantruming child, or be just wrapped up in incredible passion and emotion. Now added to that, as the moon enters Scorpio, it forms a square with Mars, the ever-impulsive aggressor energy. So watch for emotional outbursts out there. That could be some late-night tweets expressing rude sentiments from people in charge. Now, the full moon notoriously heightens emotions. You'll see it in kids, cats, dogs, and tides. Yep, that's right. The tides are always higher on the full moons. But it all calms down by Thursday and Friday when the moon moves into truth-seeking Sagittarius, the mutable fire sign of the archer. It could be when we catch our breath and try to digest the emotional upset that happened earlier in the week. Well, so what a week. We start out with peace, love, and spring flowers and see the potential for emotion spinning out of control. Well, as they say, consciousness can overcome catastrophe. So stay calm and carry on. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Mars has moved out of Cancer into Leo, the fiery sign of the lion. Mars today is in the karmic knot between water and fire signs. That means Mars can feel stuck. Well, maybe that's a good thing for the planet of war and aggression. But as the week moves on, Mars gains traction in the sign where it can express its power unfettered. In other words, watch out for Mars while it's in Leo. Mars will amplify the lion's roar. Now, Jupiter is firmly established in Gemini, sharing that sign with Mercury. Gemini is the sign of the twins. Mercury is at home in Gemini, the energy of communication, mental arousal, and intellect. With Jupiter and Mercury together in Gemini, that can bring a flood of ideas. Now, some folks could have a challenge to control the energy rushing through their mental centers with too many ideas to handle. It's sometimes called the monkey mind, as the mind jumps from one thing to another in rapid speed. If you find yourself in a mental storm, do what the yogis do. Stop thinking. Now, that's a neat trick. It's said that the mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. So keep a mindful eye on your mind. It's always good to move to the heart if your mind gets a little bit out of control. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.